Why does he used to call himself the Tonga Michael Jackson? Yeah. You know what I mean? Superstar.
Mm. And his swag is crazy.
His swag is crazy. Yeah. Those things are not cheap. You know, like it's made so many fucking millionaires, and people are still gonna be like, oh, Salt plays piano. You want to fucking play tribal to what, to two people?
That's a tribe.
No, bro, we're not yet to Huru, you know. When people are gonna be shitting on.
Ha, bitch.
Hey, tell her, Miss Taylor. Oh, tell you honor.
I'm sorry, Jason.
So, if you're wondering why we're laughing,
hey, you can win.
So we got a guy that works on the podcast. He does our events. His name is Jason. What's his name?
Gwynne.
So niggas are saying that he's from Zim.
Zimbabwe.
And Tata Lux must start Operation Dudula from here.
Yeah, you look good to relax. See what I find? Man, this is my. Hey, Jason, what's this?
Doesn't help.
No,
his name
actually,
is Jason.
Jason calls himself Jason Stones. So maybe actually.
Jason, please come on camera.
Come, Jason.
Let's see if you don't look Zimbabwean, though.
Let's see your hairstyle. Come, let's do his stuff.
No, it's fine. We'll put up a picture of him.
They're fucking with you, man.
Oh my goodness. Speaking about Zim, do you know people are chopping up their toes for money?
It's Jason's toes.
No one is answering. What's that?
Let's check Jason's toes.
Jason, remove your shoes. Remove your shoes. Let's see something. Remove your shoes.
He's got a Toyota Hilux.
Hey, remove your shoes. You'll be pulling out a tow truck next to me. I bought a truck. Tow truck.
But I don't. By the way, we love Zimbabweans, man.
Oh, no, we've got lots of love.
We've got love for Zimbabweans.
Yeah,
man.
We've got lots of love from.
Let's not turn this into a xenophobic. What? Why?
No, never. It's from a good place. It's banter, you know. Everybody's free game.
Why don't you check Jason's toes? Anyway, yeah, you're saying.
No, I'm saying like, what are they doing with the toes? I get people are getting money for their toes, but what is being done with toes? Why are toes so valuable?
It's for a ritual.
How much are they selling it for?
Well, a lot for people to be getting what they. What is it?
Fat Checker's there. By the way, the Fat Checker's back. Yay!
Bogota's back.
Bogota.
Yes, so it's not for rituals.
According to these articles that I've been reading. So there's a Nigerian article from a Nigerian. No, I cross-referenced it. There's another article by, I think it's East Coast Radio.
Yes.
So apparently, people in Zimbabwe are under dire economic strains.
Yeah.
So there's no job creation, so they're selling their toes. So the larger your toe is, or depending on the size of your toe, you'll get between about 320,000 rand, ranging all the way up to about 600,000 rand.
Jason, can we see your toe? Let's see how much it's worth.
Hey, man, yeah.
We're sitting on gold,
yeah. And you flew in a friend yesterday. You flew in a friend from Botswana. So I'm thinking, hey, Jason's got money. Hey, you're flying people in. Dog, remove your shoes, man.
But That's a good question, dog. What are they doing with the toes? That's a valid question.
Yeah, like, what are they doing with... Because the thing is, people die every day. Why don't you go to the morgue and chop a corpse's toes?
Because the family doesn't check when, you know...
The family doesn't check and the family won't care. Like, it's fine. You want the toes? Oh, take the toes, right? Yeah.
I heard that they have a toe checker at the...
Something looks, it seems like something we can employ.
That's in Kankalax. Toe checker in the enforce in Soweto. Hey, let's do your toes.
Anyway, Hinda, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Podcast and chill, biggest podcast in Africa, motherfucker.
Yeah, man. Seems to be the biggest in the world.
Yeah, man. Soul is here. I am here. Ghost Lady's here. Aya is here. Fat Check is here. Melligan is here. Everybody's here. Even Jason and his toes.
Are you
sure? They're all present.
Are you sure his toes are here, though? Jason?
Dude, did you see the naked episode landed?
Yeah. Oh, it did. And they allowed us to put tits. I saw the breasts were showing and stuff, and people were like, YouTube's going to remove you guys.
I spoke to YouTube before we uploaded. I'm like, is it fine if I upload an episode like this? Like, yeah, it's cool.
Levels, we talk to YouTube.
Exactly. Mm.
Like, people seem to think YouTube can just remove us. Like, YouTube loves what
you're
doing.
YouTube is making so much money.
At some point, I felt like people just wanted us to be removed.
Sorry again?
I'm just saying, I felt like as if people wanted us to be removed. The way they were just so like, guys, we were not that stupid to just upload an episode, you know, that we know will be removed within like minutes.
Bro, they can't remove us, bro. Yeah. They're making so much money from us.
That's exactly.
People act like we're going to wake up one day and you're going to try log in and say account doesn't exist or something on YouTube. Like, they can't just remove us.
They're ambitious. We're in Tabese, Dubai.
He clicked on 3.7.
Oh no, Wandu Chablile, eh? Chiggy chiggy, you'll be like, I don't care anymore. I want to leave.
That
thing landed though, bro, big time.
Yeah.
I saw when I was posting, people were like, that thing was crazy. I think it's probably, it holds the record for most.
The Monday show.
Premiere live audience. They were like, how many?
I think 14, 14, 15.
Like, and normally it's like 10,000 people watching live.
Yeah.
That's what, 15, 16.
Yeah, you know?
And bear in mind, people are at work.
Mm.
Crazy.
Mm. Yeah, no.
Yeah, man, that was dope, man.
It's those images.
What did you think of the JJ Tavani interview?
It was dope, bro. I mean, he's a knowledgeable guy, well-read guy with opinions on everything. I think it was dope. I think it was really dope. Mm. You know, obviously there's some people who don't like him, and people don't get it. Like, we're not the platform to, we don't bring people here to argue with them or challenge. We're not Deborah Petter to challenge them and argue with them and, you know, fight people. Mm. You know, but overall, people, a lot of people really enjoyed it though. You know, and yeah, man, I think it landed.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, so before you came, right? I had promised Chillers that I'll tell them the Grand Joe story.
Oh, yes.
It's been 2 years in the making, 2-3 years in the making.
Yeah.
Today I'm going to finally tell you guys the Grand Joe story.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Let's hear the Grand Joe story.
No, I'll tell you later. I'll tell you later.
Nah.
Yeah, because it's long, dog. I think we might need just a whole episode in it.
For real.
Fucking movie, bro.
For real.
Netflix shit.
Oof. Finally.
Yeah.
Let's hear it, man.
Dude, did Kelly pull the trigger?
Hey.
Dog.
Hey.
There's no way. When I heard that, I was like,
ways. That doesn't witness.
I still don't believe that.
That doesn't witness.
There's no fucking way.
But
bro,
it makes sense then.
No way.
Why the
guys.
Truth hasn't been coming out?
No. If Kelly pulled the trigger, there's no way she can move like that, bro.
I'm doubting this advocate, it's it therefore. Like, I feel like, hey, he just plays too much for the.
The gallery.
Yeah.
Dude, I've interviewed her twice. There's no way she could move like that if she did it. There's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Exactly.
But I think we need to entertain all the plausible outcomes,
sure,
you know?
Sure.
In a fit of rage.
Yeah.
What happened? You know what I mean? Maybe all of us here are nice people.
Yeah.
But all of us here can
You are capable of doing anything.
Like in a fit of rage.
By the way, this is the story. The lawyer for the five men accused of murdering Senzo in court revealed that he has a witness that will come forward and testify that Kaylee is the one who shot and killed Senzo by mistake.
Imagine. And number two, why would he even say that? I think he would just keep quiet until the witness comes. So I feel like almost it's also like he wanted to trigger something, you know, just
trigger.
You know, but it's
why? That was a mild one, man.
Yeah,
it's not a pun. She dropped it.
Yeah, but it was a mild one.
Okay, it's a mild one.
Yeah, it wasn't that funny. It's not like Jason's toes.
Hey, Jason, challenging you this one. Hey. I was going toe to toe. But that's not your come short.
So you think she did it?
No. Mm. I doubt it. Because that's why for me, I'm like, this advocates, hey, he's trying, you know, I'm just like, I really want to see this witness. Who's this witness? At some point, they've been speculating that it's actually, who's this? Kelly Kumalo's sister.
Uzandi,
yes,
or something.
You know, because of issues they've had.
Oh, they've had issues.
Yeah, they're not in talking terms. It just seemed like they've had a very, like ever since this thing has happened.
Blood,
yeah, there's bad blood there, and so it's almost like it's something. People will say it stems from what happened in that house. You know, when they were all together. So
she tweeted. She Instagrammed some funny cryptic message about.
But apparently, it's a song.
About a song.
So it's very weird. You see, now you feel like we're just all being played until this witness gets up there on the stand and speaks out. Then you know.
Can we get to the bottom? You know this thing, like, can we just get to the bottom? It reminds me of remember that Indian couple that in 2010 came to Cape Town on
Shreen
a honeymoon?
And, yeah.
And then one died. It was a robbery, yes, gone wrong. And then one, Annie Divani,
yes,
or Hindocha, her maiden name, Hindocha.
Yes.
Then she got shot. And then later on, the guys in court were like, no, it was a gun for hire situation at the behest of Shreen Devani, you know what I mean, who was
so he got some gunmen, actually.
Yes, he got gunmen in thingy to kill, you know. He was like, oh, I can just go to South Africa, murder capital of the world, Cape Town, there's always random shootings and mass shootings anyway. Let me just go there. And then his wife gets shot, and Gandhi, the guys will say in court that no.
So what had happened in that instance, the guy there was a guy who confessed that he was hired by Shreen Diwani for 15,000 rand to find a hitman to kill the wife. So he found two guys. And even that guy now, this guy is Zola Tonga. He came
out.
He came out like on parole recently, I think in March. Because that's when the whole story started brewing again. And I think that's where it's leading to, because there's a whole show that's coming out soon on just the whole story of these guys.
Yes.
There's a 4-part series coming out this Friday of the guys we're talking about.
Oh, yeah. What channel is it on?
So it's going to be a 4-part series starting this the Friday on channel 171, DSTV.
It reminds me of The Staircase. I'm watching The Staircase. Have you guys seen The Staircase?
The Staircase.
Yeah, have you seen it?
The author.
Yeah.
Woman is dead.
Yes.
And he says she fell down the staircase.
Yes.
There's a French one, the original one. I watched that one. I just couldn't finish that docu. Like, it's a docu series, mini docu kind of thing.
So I'll give you a spoiler alert. So if you want to watch the series, don't listen to this part I'm about to say.
Yeah.
Okay.
But basically, it's a husband and a wife. They're at home.
Yeah.
And then the wife dies by the staircase.
Yes.
And then the husband goes to prison because it's like they think he murdered him.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. But it turns out it was actually bats that killed her. She was attacked by bats. So he served like so many years in prison.
Oh, so he did go to prison.
He went in prison because they thought he killed the wife. And it turns out she was attacked by bats.
Bats?
Yes.
Wait, in the house.
In the house, dog. It's wild. You must check
bats.
It out. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to finish it.
Yeah.
I didn't finish it. It was just long and dragging for me. You know what I mean? I did it. Bats.
Yeah.
Because to me, On the third episode, the guy is guilty, this guy.
Exactly.
He's lying. Yeah.
His body language.
So yeah, I want to check that out, man. What channel is it on again?
171.
171.
Yes, at 9 p.m. Yeah.
All right, cool. We'll put the link in the description below if you want to check
and
it out.
And even with
well.
The promo. We have a promo, right?
All right, cool.
Yeah.
We'll play the promo as well.
Yeah, right? We can play the promo. Right, it's cool. A four-part
but
series,
really
guys.
Genuinely, because the family is asking themselves, why did our daughter have
yes,
to die?
Yes, yes.
If maybe you don't want to marry her, just say. I don't know if it was arranged or whatever, you know? If you don't want to marry her, just say, I don't want to marry this person. Don't kill a whole... She was a bloody engineer, you know what I mean?
I think they were staying in Sweden, then, but
yeah,
it was
Swedish,
an Indian
Swedish.
Couple. Yeah,
yes,
yeah, was, they were
from Sweden.
Yeah, they were staying in Sweden. Yeah.
Just don't kill the person.
The woman on honeymoon with her British husband was killed.
Shreen Dhawan was actually now labelled as the mastermind.
A shocking allegation that opens an absolute Pandora's box.
We want to know what really happened.
You do not know where the truth ends and the lies begin.
I just married the girl of my dreams. Why would I want to kill her?
Master KG and Makazi put an end to a rumor of their breakup. Makazi and her boyfriend Master KG poured cold water on rumors suggesting that they've gone separate ways. Oh. The two are very much still together, according to latest reports.
Mm. Beautiful. Love is beautiful.
Yeah, they're a good couple, man.
Yeah.
When were the rumors that they...
People have been talking about it for like the past few weeks.
Well, I heard something like that. Yeah, that they're breaking up. Or
the wildest thing was Jared Piqué and Shakira.
Oh! Jared Piqué cheated on Shakira.
Who the fuck cheats on Shakira, bro?
Jared Piqué.
Jared Piqué, yes.
What the fuck?
So the hips do lie.
They do lie. He pick her and then the next thing, he's fucking cheating. It's crazy, dog.
Dude.
But they always say, like, show me a beautiful woman, there's a nigga's tired of screwing her.
Yes, it's the case.
It's life, dog. It's not about being tired. I just think it's just man being man, you know. That's
it. Not all men. Like, do you think Naga is a man being a man?
No.
You see?
Except for
so
Naga.
So every man except from Naga.
Yeah.
I swear.
Well, anyway,
that's nuts,
remember
bro.
How we had Beyonce and Jay-Z saga?
That
as
also
well.
Was nuts. Who cheats on Beyonce?
That was also sad. Jay-Z. You see?
Bro, if Beyonce opens her legs, I'm nutting in a second, dog. That's how quick. Am I lying, though? Bogoto, you don't have to fed check that.
According to stats,
it's impossible.
You are gonna nut in 0.1 second, not a second.
Can a vendor nut quick?
Can a vendor nut quick? Hey.
Focalistic flaunts his 100,000 plus Louis Vuitton jacket.
It's a dope jacket.
It was reported Focalistic shared a picture of himself wearing an expensive Louis Vuitton jacket on social media. How does a jacket cost $100,000? What the
fuck?
It's
it
LV,
happens.
Bro. Louis Vuitton. It's LV.
It's brand.
And it's not fake.
Nah, I doubt it. Piano cats, dog.
Yeah.
Balenciagas. Hey, piano cats, man, they wear some other things, bro. Mm. You know, like,
it's a lifestyle.
And Focus Drip is on another level.
Eh?
I'm saying Focus Drip is on another level.
Focus Drip is something else.
But I saw a post from Aya, which I really liked. Aya said, piano.
Oh.
Has saved the youth from poverty more than the government of South Africa.
Yeah.
That's power. Bro.
Guys, guys, Google DJ Stokey home. Like what he did to his home, like Google. It's a way to, it's beautiful. Mm. You know, just from piano. And that's just one example.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A lot of like, that's why when, especially the Krotmans, when they hit on piano, I'm like, bro, like this thing has made so many millionaires, like literally. I think there's a song, people were tweeting me. Foka, I think, responded to us. There's a song where he says, I made 3 million kaspetlele spetlele or something like that. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like simple things like that. You know, these kids are millionaires. You look at Kabza and all these kids. I mean, he's dropping albums. Visca just dropped. Deeper Phil just dropped. Dali Wong, all these guys under Piano Hub. You know what I mean? He's a millionaire making other millionaires. Like Piano literally is right. Like literally has changed so many lives. Musa Keys was trending the whole week. Why is he used to call himself the song of Michael Jackson. Yeah. You know what I mean? Superstar.
Mm. And his swag is crazy.
Swag is crazy. Yeah. Those things are not cheap. You know, like it's made so many fucking millionaires, and people are still gonna be like, oh, Saul plays piano. You want to fucking play tribal to what, to two people?
That's a tribe.
No, bro, we're not yet to Huru, you know. When people are gonna be shitting on our whole genres, they want me to fucking make what, tribal?
Yeah.
That shit didn't sell. I wasn't getting gigs doing tribal. Yeah. I made the best music, I wasn't getting fucking gigs.
And all that deep effort tech stuff, you gotta buy. Piano's free, dog. Piano's free for everybody.
What do you mean it's free?
Oh, shit. I shouldn't say that, man. You can tell I forgot, man.
I can tell.
That's it.
Yeah, just put his name on it. And someone was asking, so your song is dope. Yebo is dope, eh?
Yeah.
And someone was like, is it on Fagaz? I'm like, oh gosh.
Is it on Fagaz?
No, there was someone was asking because I tweeted. Yeah. I took a screenshot while listening to it. And I was like, oh, this is actually dope. Mm. And someone asked, is it on Fagaz?
Yeah.
The one of Fagaz.
Did you see Chris Brown did a piano song?
Oh, for real?
Yes.
Who produced it?
It's like
Americans.
Yeah, yeah. They tried to.
No. You see,
it's not real.
It must
please
be,
Google. No. I think it's Mona Lisa or Mona Lisa or something.
Is it? Yeah. I don't know that.
Yeah, yeah. But
nah, bruh. Like it's weird. Just come like. Piano is still new and it's still a young genre. That's the thing. It's not like hip hop where a guy in Foslo can make a hip hop beat. Mm. You know, there's a particular thing. Even like me. It's crazy. Piano's not easy, bro.
Yeah.
To produce. Like a lock drum is something else. You know what I mean?
So you gotta be different.
Yeah, you need that touch, the South African touch. And the guys are an inbox away on Insta.
Did he tell you he tried to inbox him, Saki? He's trying to get a feature.
If everything is country, fuck you. Fuck you.
Oh, you
everything
told him in confidence. Oh, shit.
Yeah, my inbox is
sucky.
Oh. There's a song, you know?
Listen to the DM.
And I'm hearing this song.
This is Saul to Msaki. He DM'd him. Is this Insta?
Yeah, it's Insta.
It's a song by Loje. Her name is Loje, by a Nigerian Afrofusion artist.
Oh.
But she featured Chris Brown on the remix.
Oh.
So technically it's still not the end.
So that's a remix.
Yeah,
a remix. Okay, cool. So this is the DM.
Okay.
Mola Siswam.
Hey, Mola Siswam, Mola Siswam. You gotta be respectful, bro. This is Msaki. This is the king.
My name is Solomzi.
Wow.
I'm a music composer. And I have a song I believe you would sound great on. I would really love to collaborate with you on it. How could I go about doing this to make it a reality? Thank you, Siswam.
Mola Siswam. My name is Solomzi. I'm a music composer. I've got a song that I keep hearing you on. And I'd really like to make this a reality. How can I go about this to make it possible? Thank you, Siswam. Mm. You see?
How far are you?
Nice and respectful.
How far are you with your project?
That was my king moment. My king. Siswam. Oh, man, I'm good. I've got a song, Murumba. I've got a song with Murumba Peach.
Nice.
Mm, nice.
So I did like a revisit.
Not did she
visit,
respond,
a
though?
A rething.
She hasn't responded.
She's busy, man. She's got better things to do than respond to Saul.
Don't say that.
No, man. You know what the thing is, right? Yeah, let me...
Mahalo.
Come on, man. Don't hurt me.
No, exactly. Saul, it's possible.
No, Msaki, I will do a song with Msaki.
Yes.
Like, I will. Yeah. Trust me. I feel
manifest.
Like if she hears these keys,
yeah,
we good. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What was I saying?
Murumba Peach.
Yeah. So I've got a song. So I did the. You remember that song? Kabzela. So yeah. I had that in mind. And I pianorized it. And then I wanted to do a song like. Then I gave it to Murumba. I did the beat. Gave it to Murumba. They touched it. They put the Murumba pitch touch on it. Mm. Yeah, it's sounding amazing. There's one voice we need for that song. And then I've got. I've got a lot of nice beats.
What program are you using?
I use FL and Logic. I start my project in Logic.
The drum pattern.
Nah, man. Me, I make chords and drums, everything. You know, Mac just makes drums. That's why I used to be a meter driver. I used to be drum. Drummy. Drummy is a taxi driver, yeah?
Hey, he's going to drum it in now.
Hey, hey.
No, bro. I realized that, hey, piano is essentially on FL. It was born on FL, and everybody uses FL, right? So what happened, I went to Marumba, and I got my beat in Logic, a different thing. And then I had to export all the stuff. So it becomes a problem when you collaborate with people. Mm-hmm. So now, I thank goodness, because I use Mac. I've always used Mac, you know? Mm-hmm. Even now, I'm using it.
Mm-hmm. Well done.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Number one for today. I like that.
So now I'm with the piano project, I'm transitioning into FL. Because I started using FL when it was still Fruity Loops, like Fruity Loops 3 in 2004.
Yeah.
Three or four. Yeah, you know? So yeah. Piano is FL, dog. So someone's like, how can you make piano on Logic? Dude, sounds are sounds. You know, there is a log drum. It's not DX10. I'm being too technical. Mm. But fuck, yeah. It's all... let's not get into it and bore people with music.
All right. Alvovo says he's grateful to still be alive.
Oh.
Alvovo shared his experience of a horrific car accident he had recently, which was caused by a truck. Just luckily, he survived it and is recovering after spending a month in hospital. Mm-hmm. The accident happened when he was on his way from seeing his family in Newcastle, according to reports. Shit.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
That's never nice, man.
Nah, hey, accidents. I'm so paranoid about accidents these days, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I do not want to be involved in, like, I've been in sort of an accident. I was drunk and fell asleep, crashed into the side barriers, car spun, smashed into the other side barriers.
Yeah.
Like, my new car, it was like 3 months old. No, a month old or something.
Yeah.
I never, like, accidents are freaky, bro. Like, yo.
Yeah, I've been in so many accidents. I remember once I had a gig at Bar 9. It's now Recharge, right?
Oh yes.
Before it was Bar 9.
Oh.
So I went to Bar 9, met up with my friends, and then I had another gig at TUT in Pretoria.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Tux.
So I left my friends there. Sorry, no, TUT.
TUT.
So I left my friends there at Bar 9. I'm like, all right, guys, I'm going to TUT quickly. I'm coming back. On my way from TUT after the gig, my car rolled twice.
Your car rolled twice?
Yeah, the Mini Cooper. And then I crashed it, right? So now, luckily I was fine. Call my friends. I'm like, guys, I just had an accident. Guess what they said? They're like, okay, are you still coming?
It's a valid question.
No, it's not
a valid
question.
I hope they're not your friends.
Are they still your friends now, right?
Are they still your friends?
Yeah.
They're still your friends.
They're still my friends.
Are you forgiving?
I'm going to say, you know, are you still coming?
I'm loyal like that, dog.
What?
Wait, man.
But they ain't loyal like that to you.
Your car just rolled twice.
Yeah, yeah.
You in an accident.
Yeah, they're like, oh, okay, are you still coming? I guess they were waiting for the rider.
Yeah, and the road killer.
Yeah.
The driver from YFM is coming.
Yeah.
He's got a Mini Cooper. He's coming. Roll with us. You are rolling on your own.
Chef, El Volvo is currently on, like, crutches, actually, right now.
Who?
El Volvo.
Shame, man.
Yeah. Oh, so just crutches, recovery. Dude. Yeah, he's on crutches, yeah.
Hey, shout out to my nigga.
I wish I had the strength of those crutches.
Shout out to my nigga, Johnny Depp, bro.
Johnny fucking Depp!
I believe him.
Oh.
We believe him. We've always believed him. We knew.
What are you going to say, Bogoto? What are you going to say?
Yeah,
what are you going to say?
Bogoto, bring it on. Say something now. Say something now.
No. It's
Be
a sad week for the Me Too, like, supporters.
It was not a great week for the fans of the controversial Me Too movement. Johnny Depp got his life back after 6 years of trying, won his defamation lawsuit against his former wife, Amber Heard. Amber lied about being a domestic violence victim, destroying Johnny Depp's career in the process.
Bro.
The courts found her guilty and ordered her to pay the Pirates of the Caribbean star $15 million.
He so has how much to pay $2 million.
Can I sue Amanda?
Ooh, Amanda, sue.
Yeah.
Anna.
Yeah. $50 million.
Realistic.
Kasena mali
no!
Why do you say that?
I got divorced out.
Oh, flip. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, that's why you see her at the clubs now.
She's at the clubs now.
Yeah, she's
which
at the club?
But
she
it doesn't
was at
mean Rockets she doesn't have money
and all of those.
Ooh,
she was at Rockets.
Hey. She destroyed my career for 2 weeks.
you are fine now.
Oh, for real? Back at club.
But you're still trending even now.
What did you think of that, bro?
Yo, man, it's. I think I'm so happy, you know, that he's exonerated and absolved. Because it's just easy for someone, like in her case, she did a whole essay to the Washington Post.
Yo, like,
and then just saying, oh, this guy did this and that to me and it was all a lie. And he lost so many bags. And he lost, apart from the bags, respect and dignity. You know what I mean? People would see him and go, oh, you're a woman basher or an abuser when he wasn't.
How many Johnny Depps do you think we have in the country?
Look, I won't lie, bro. We live in a very violent country, you know. You and I can get mugged and robbed anytime.
Sure.
You know, I mean, you got your phone stolen, you know.
Just
it was in the streets. It was going to come with a complimentary beating. You know what I mean? Complimentary beating.
But I got a new one. I got a new one, motherfuckers.
Yeah, and the iPhone is at home. Yeah. Don't worry. This is just to show you. He's trying to be humble. You know? iPhone is at
showing
home.
You his Siemens.
Exactly. Exactly. Showing Beyonce is semen. No, dude, I think we do have some, but also let's not bullshit. We in a country where niggas are just violent.
Yeah.
Especially we do have a serious
problem.
You know, gender-based violence problem.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but we do have people who do take advantage of that.
Mm.
You know what I mean? But let's not bullshit ourselves. We have a serious, like, I think I told the story. Ekaya, there used to be like rooms.
Yeah,
there's rooms.
Yeah.
And one of the outside lady used to, like, once a month or once in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Crazy.
So we do. But shout out to Dior. Is it Sauvage? The cologne.
Yeah.
So Johnny Depp is the face of, and I own a bottle. I'm so proud. I own a bottle. So he's the face of that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And when Disney was dropping him, all the other endorsements were dropping him.
Yeah.
Dior was like, we stick by him.
Wow.
They showed unwavering support and belief. Johnny Depp, they still have him on their billboards, still have him on their
like
flyers.
Like O-Ship with Fresh and Euphonic.
Hey. It's their product, isn't it? Hey. It's their product, isn't it? But that's a long-term relationship. It's a long-term relationship. So they supported him. You know,
Prime Media was like, F you.
So shout out to Dior for sticking, and we need brands like that because it's not fair where someone just says you did this and there's no proof, there's no support, nothing, just because of the current global climate of things, you just drop someone. You know what I mean?
But you can't say that because if you own a brand and your ambassador fucks up, it affects your bottom line.
Did Johnny Depp fuck up?
According to the public at that time.
Yeah,
you see. So you can't just drop people because if, according to the public, they fucked up.
But
you need to get at the bottom of the
facts. Brands don't care about anything but sales. That's all they care about.
Look what's going on now. Dior Sauvage thing, sales are up.
Oh, yeah, in this instance.
Yeah, the sales are now up.
Okay.
My bottle's not done. I'll probably get another one now.
But that's good to hear because in hindsight...
Yeah, but what I'm saying
how
is...
How many cases where people actually are able to come out and be like, you know what, actually I'm the victim, just like Johnny Depp, you understand? So some, obviously, it ends up you are literally, you did abuse, you understand? So I'm just saying, in this one, he was exonerated.
Look, guys, listen. Johnny Depp was accused, right? There was no proof at the time.
Yeah.
And just because he was accused and public opinion was, ooh, all the papers were like, oh, he's an abuser.
Yeah.
Brands started dropping him.
Yeah.
Right? If they could have just held on and realized, hold on, there's holes in this story. Hold on, this is a lie. And eventually it's proven in court.
Let me bring it back home.
It's a lie.
You own grandeur.
Yes.
Pastor 99 is the face. He's the ambassador.
Oh, amazing. But we don't sell it for under 18s.
But that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
All these stories come out now. Are you going to keep Pasta? Are you going to hold on, like you're saying?
You see, the thing is, there's a video of Pasta with an underage child, right? He may not have slept with him, but why is he hanging around with underage children?
But
I drop him.
But what you're saying is that you must hold on. I've got some proof.
No! I'm not saying ignorantly hold
on. But she had pictures of bruising, like, well, she had pictures of bruises and, you know, like, because obviously she was saying and that she was physically and sexually abused.
You see, that was a lie then.
Yeah.
Clearly it was a lie because it's in court now. It's proven in court. It was a lie.
But at the time, that's what I'm saying. Hindsight is a great thing.
It can't be a lie when there's a video of this gent with this kid. And you can see, or you're sensing some roadkill vibes. That's not a lie. It's a video. I'm seeing it. If there was a video of Johnny Depp hitting the lady, and I'm not saying that's what you need to prove domestic violence, but if there was explicit evidence, then you drop, right? But if there isn't, hold on for a bit till there's a tape. Like there was a tape of Amber Heard, you know, what did she say in the tape? Yeah, of that she hits Johnny Depp, and she hit him. You see, so if there was no reverse evidence of that, of Johnny Depp, a tape of him saying, "Oh yeah."
So if there's no video of Busta with the underage girls, you keeping him as a face?
I hold.
Okay.
And if there's a case, I see.
Okay.
And if he's guilty, I drop. If he's innocent, hey, our Busta sales are up. Our grandiose sales are up. You know what I mean? But I'm just saying, it's fine for people to be dropped by brands when they've wronged, and they are wrong. But brands shouldn't be too quick to jump ship.
It's noble, but it makes no business sense. It's noble what you're
it's
saying.
It's noble. But now, look at Dior.
Yeah, that's in hindsight. That's what I'm saying. Hindsight is a great thing. Because they didn't know it was going to pan out like that.
No.
And I'm sure during that time, they lost sales.
Let me tell you. This is probably what they did. Pick up the phone. It's Old Mutual calling Mac G. Hey, Johnny. Did you do it? Just be clear with us.
Oh, hi,
you
know King. What I mean?
We've given you the millions. You've got the job. You're on all our posters. Did you do it? No, guys, I didn't. And I'm going to sue. And there will be a court case. And hopefully all shall be revealed. Okay, should we hold on? Cool. Yeah, sharp. Sometimes it's just a matter of communication.
Look what they did with Sumizi. When all those allegations came up, they dropped him, multi-choice, and they got him back.
And that's not nice. Why did they get him back? Because they realized that, you see, that's not nice.
But True Love is facing the heat right now because they have him on the cover with his family. And obviously people are still going on about how dare True Love has so easy. When
True Love is still around.
Cancel culture.
Yeah, True Love is still around.
Them and
True
Love. Selima Tunzi, they're just hanging on. By a thread. Dude, when Selima Tunzi, I didn't even see any tweets, you know, that I was on Selima Tunzi. I was waiting for a barrage of tweets and nothing. I was like, oh.
There's still Selima Tunzi.
Yeah, that gig with Jazik in Zira, Selima Tunzi was covering it and we were there. It's crazy,
you
right?
Know, before I wanted to talk to you guys about with this whole case, this defamation case. And when you bring it back, when you ask the question, how many issues do we have also in the country? Like, I still remember where I have a colleague who was saying, like female, saying that she actually craves for her husband to beat her up.
Yo.
So she'll do anything to... Yeah. Will do anything to just gaslight him and provoke him just to get that kind of attention.
That's attention to her?
Yes.
Whoa.
So, wait, she wants the husband to beat her up, like, in the kitchen or, like, a normal setting, not in bed, in the bed.
No, no, even go outside, just to cause that havoc and then, like, be assisted by even neighbors have to, hey, that kind of attention.
Hey, man, she needs help. She needs help.
So, yes, so I said, yes, there are these situations, you know, that are rare, that it's like, sometimes women are also just behind this thing of trying to, you know,
so
push
what advice
this.
Did you give Nziki Mazoi?
Hey.
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 Hey. That disturbed.
Hey. Hey, Chilla just let us know that Teko Modise's interview has passed 1 million views.
Oh, yes, shout out to Teko Modise, man.
Yes. Oh, yay.
The Modise interview was dope, man.
Yeah, that was wild, man. Yeah. Well, when I was doing it, I was like, yo, bro, what is this guy saying?
Yeah.
When he started speaking about the Sankoma.
Oh, that he went into a room where he couldn't look left.
Dude. You know what I came across the other day?
What? Yes?
Do you know we gave Likao his first ever interview, Drip?
For real?
Yeah, Len did it 2 years ago.
Black Friday.
Whoa. Nobody knew him before Casper knew him, before anybody knew him.
That's crazy, bro.
And that's the thing, bro. Now we ask him for money for our events.
That's how the world works, right? I wanna ask him for Solchella also, you know?
Yeah.
I wanna also call him Anna. Don't play it out.
But that's the thing, dog. Like, you know, the more I do all these politicians and interview them, I realize government ain't gonna do shit for us.
The only way
we can prevail as black people, young black people,
yeah,
is to work together.
Yeah. Simple. Yeah.
The same way, like, how when Drip was coming up, we had a small platform, gave him a platform to push his thing. Mm-hmm. Now he's bigger than us, like way bigger than
us. And that's beautiful.
And
that's
he's giving us, you know,
resources.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's helping
working
us
together.
Out.
So imagine if, as young black people, we all work together, bro.
Oh, bro.
We wouldn't need the government.
No. We do our own things.
How beautiful.
And that's what people don't like focus, especially when they speak about the podcast, they never really want to focus on. They always want to focus on the controversy. I saw you were with you got interviewed there in Kagan.
Yeah, I'm also very what did you do?
Sunburn. You know that guy from Instagram?
Felix.
So Felix Klopper's got a breakfast show on Kagasi FM.
Kagasi FM.
So I tweeted something and someone was like, ooh, did you hear Mac's interview on Kagasi FM?
Ish.
What happened, dog, on Kagasi FM?
Nah, bro, that wasn't an interview. It was an interrogation. It felt like an interrogation.
Okay.
Yeah, because the guy, like, I swear, bro, he had a list of all the things that we trended for. And he was asking me about those things. But I'm like, dude, I've explained all those things.
Yeah.
Like you're a chiller. If you're a chiller,
he says
you should know that I've spoken about this. So why am I doing this interview? Because I'm just regurgitating the stuff I've said.
Mm.
You know, it felt like interrogation. I was like, all right, fuck
the It Girls asking about that.
Bro, he's asking about Jube Jube. They wanted to ask about the Manchester thing.
Jesus,
I'm like, guys,
Christ,
that's old, man.
I was like, in the podcast then.
Bro, and the thing is, I have no issue with answering those questions. It's part and parcel of the brand, you know? But also highlight, like, there must be a balance. Highlight the good things that we do.
Oh, we do a lot of good things.
But wasn't he going to go to, like, into asking you about the good things?
Nah, bro, I was already 30 minutes in and he kept saying the same shit. And I kept saying...
Yeah, at the end you were pissed. You were like, hey, my man, stop this shit. Like, he literally was like, hey, my man.
I was like feeling like, no, maybe you're just not a morning person. If maybe it was an interview, you know, you just, you know, you woke up on the wrong side of the bed.
Bro, for example, you asked me, do I hate women? I'm like, yo, dog, I've said this many times before. I was raised by a mother. I don't hate women. I've got a daughter. I love my woman. Yeah. We've employed women. We've got a ladies' podcast. That's how much we love women. Every second time we get to celebrate women, we do. You know what I mean? The podcast was made by a woman. DJ Zinter made the podcast.
Oh, yeah, you said that, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I said to him, Uri, I'm about the It Girls thing. I'm not against It Girls. I even said, like, we making money. However you make your money, it's all good. Just own it. Own the truth. You know, it's the same thing with it's not a gender thing, dog. It's the same thing with Casper. He can't come out and say he owns Billy Otto when he doesn't.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm against. Just tell the truth. Just say, hey, I don't own Billy Otto. I'm a face. And then we move on. That's all I was saying.
But also, fair this point. Guy, doesn't he have a content producer who just gives him questions and then that's just what he has to go by because that's what this, it was required by
yeah,
the station.
But it's his show. The buck stops with him.
It's a success for you. There's questions there. I was like, and I told him, I'm going to ask this thing, you know? Like, what kind of question is this? You know what I mean? This, so you as a presenter decide eventually because it's your personality at the end of the day, either on the screen or on the radio. You change things. You're like, come, I consume this content. I know or think I know Mac, and this is what I want to focus on. Also, so you can't really just say it's the content producer. You're just a speaking head.
But what if you also be interviewed by someone who's not a fan of the show and hasn't heard you talk? You know, like, and explain all of these things. So all they went to do is just look you up, Googled, and see all of these things that trend, and then they ask you on those questions. What did this mean? Why did you comment? Why did you speak like this?
And that's the thing. In the beginning, I asked him. The first question I asked him, are you a chiller? He's like, yes, I'm a chiller.
Oh, okay.
So already, that there's a shift in dynamics. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
All right.
And the thing with him is that if he was a chiller, then everything that he's asking me, he knows the answers too. Because I've spoken about it so many...
At length.
You understand what I'm saying? I've done a lot of interviews...
But his other listeners don't know about you, maybe.
But that's what I was saying. Okay, cool, dog. You are responsible. You've got such a big platform. Why are you only focusing on the negatives? Why don't you mention that yesterday we launched an app for black businesses to promote other black businesses?
Okay.
Why don't you mention the fact that 2 years ago nobody gave a fuck about Saul, but now Saul's got a big TV show? Why don't you mention that?
Radio
from this
offers.
Platform.
Yeah.
Radio offers. Why don't you mention that Tibo Touch got his radio gig because of our platform? Why don't you mention the fact that Boutle, yes, that interview, nobody knew her, nobody knew what she
her
looked
face.
Like, but now she's touring the UK. She's touring
Celeste
Europe.
Celeste Dooley sold out concert Dooley. When she was struggling
Why
to sell
don't you
tickets?
Mention those things? In and amongst the Jupe Jupes, the It Girls things. Fine, okay. I'll answer that, but why don't you mention that? Why don't you mention the fact that we have 30 young people that we've employed? More now! More
oh,
now!
Because yeah, yeah, yeah.
We've got Jason and his toe.
Well. We've employed 34 and a quarter people. The rest of Jason's toes are gone.
Jason is South African.
And I told this nigga, I'm like, yo, bro, the media and social media especially are pushing a narrative because those people don't watch the show. They take snippets and push whatever narrative. And I'm like, to you right now, you work at a Zulu station. If you wanted to push the narrative that I hate Zulu people, how many clips could you find from the podcast we've done? You could find so many to push that.
Yeah,
that's
you'll
all I was
find
saying.
Something.
You'll find something, dog.
A lot.
But anyway,
speaking of It Girls, interesting fact: Londi London's husband. She put you on. He put you on his WhatsApp status.
Whoa!
Say you can't marry an It Girl. True story. Small world. Someone who's in his contact told me that.
Yeah.
Like, and they're having problems in that marriage. Apparently, she's moved
she's
back home.
She's expecting another baby, though.
Yeah, she is. Aww. But still, she's apparently moved back home and that's whatever, so whatever. Nice. But yeah, he agrees with you can't marry an It Girl, and this is someone with experience. Crazy.
Are you guys ready for the grand jury?
Please
bring it on.
Please.
It's a long story, man. So, this is what happened with grand jury, right?
What happened, dog?
So, I'm chilling in the car with my woman, right? Yeah. And I'm like, hey, babe. You studied, but you're not doing what you studied. Like, what are we going to do in life? Because, like, I got my life figured out. Like, I just want to
Is this now you're still on 947?
Yeah, I'm still on 947. So I'm like, I got my life sorted out, you know? all I want to do is broadcast. What's your purpose? Like, what do you want
to
do?
Beautiful. You got to ask your woman that.
You know what I mean?
Like, you really
what
have
do
to
you
ask
bring it to the table?
What are you bringing to the table?
100%. So I go to work. So I'm doing my links there, you know, 7 in a row.
Hits the whole day.
She calls me, bro. She's like, baby, I've got an idea. We love alcohol. We're always drinking. And we're drinking Gordon's at the time. Wow. She's like, why not start our own gin? Ah! I switched off the mic. I was linking. I switched off the mic. I played a song. I'm like, fuck, baby. Brilliant.
That's why.
Brilliant.
That's why I got fired.
Yeah, this is okay. This is okay. You got fired.
I'm like, fuck, that's a brilliant idea. I've never thought about that. And then that same night, she started researching about gin and whatever. And then we found a distillery in Cape Town. All right, so we went to Cape Town, did the testing, they sent us samples, and what we wanted to do with the gin is make it, you know, like people when they have gin, they usually hoi like cucumbers and whatever, whatever.
Yeah, some flavors.
Yeah, so we wanted to make it flavored, so all you have to do is just put ice.
Ah, so you wanted more flavor. He said, let bagels be bagels.
Bagels, yes.
Oh, add more flavor. Yeah. It's fine.
Right?
Yeah.
Because I was thinking, like, you know, when I look at the industry that I'm in, it's never guaranteed, especially radio. Like,
yeah.
1 minute you're hot and the next you're not.
Mm.
True.
And we just had a son. So I was like, we need to come up with something that's sustainable, irrespective of, you know, whether I have a radio gig or not.
Yeah, yeah.
But we know, okay, cool. There's something that's keeping us afloat.
Mesh.
So we're like, all right, cool. We're going to start this gin for our son.
Dope.
You know what I'm saying?
Beautiful.
So we started, came up with grandeur, and then I did the logo on Canva. Took me 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah, like the podcast logo.
Like the podcast
logo. Right? Went to Cape Town, did the tasting or whatever, whatever, whatever. And then me and her had a fallout, right? And we broke up. And
damn.
Then, yeah, it was the same week I got fired from 947.
Damn!
So my
hectic week.
Yeah, so my credit score was good. So I'm like, fuck it, let me get a loan. I got a loan for about 200K.
Beautiful.
And then I invested it into the gin. I was
smart.
Like, fuck, this is a great idea.
Smart.
I'm not just going to let it...
Let it go
even though we are not good, you
good,
know.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is such a brilliant idea. So I took the loan, 200k, went to Cape Town, bought the first batch.
Beautiful.
Of 1,000 bottles.
Ooh, that's
right?
A lot of bottles.
Yeah. And then
same, everything is still looking like this.
No. It was a black bottle.
It was a black bottle.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it was a black bottle.
A black bottle.
Yeah. Mm. So I keep pushing by myself, whatever. So I'm thinking, okay, cool. I don't have a gig right now. I'm not on radio. I don't have any money coming in. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to push this thing now. I told my mother. And then my mother had a picture of grandeur, like what it looks like, right? And then she went to gym. And she met these two ladies.
Gym?
Yeah, she went to gym. She met these two ladies. And these two ladies saw the bottle, and they're like, this is beautiful. This is nice. They're like, okay.
What's this is a mock.
A mock-up,
A mock-up,
yes.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
A mock-up, yes.
They're like,
of the bottle.
Whose gin is this? He's like, no, it's my son. Boom, 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 boom. She's like, all right, cool. We can help your son.
Oh,
what does he need, you know? And then I met up with the ladies. So when I met up with the ladies, I'm thinking, because I'm a creative, right?
Yeah.
I don't really know much about the business side of things.
Of course.
And
your
I like to...
business acumen...
You know what I mean?
It's not mm-hmm. there, yeah.
Exactly.
What's funny?
So, and I like to... if I'm not good at something... I like to work with people that are good.
That are good at that.
At that.
Yeah.
You understand?
Smart.
That's why we work with Maligan. They're very good at what they do.
Yeah.
You know? So I was like, ah, this is perfect, dog.
Beautiful.
I'll come with the creative ideas. They implement the business work.
Yeah, they're the executives.
So I met up with these two ladies. They work at BMW at the time. I don't know where they are now. So now I give them the whole breakdown. I tell them about the recipe. I told them where I get it. Everything.
Distillery, everything.
Everything about
what
the whole
makes
business.
This thing,
what
this
makes
thing.
This thing? I told them I'm doing it for my son. It's a legacy project. Boom, 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 boom. right? So they're writing. So now they decide, okay, cool. We're going to turn this into a fully fledged business. Mm. So we need to register a company, the three of us. It's called Grandeur Inc. So we registered the company, Grandeur Inc., even the business account, and then all the contracts that I had with the distillery. So for like the recipe, warehousing, because it's 1,000 bottles. I can't keep them at my house, so I had to sign a contract with the warehouse company so they can store the bottles.
So storage, basically.
Storage, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So all those contracts were now transferred to Grandeur Inc., which we now own as the three of us. Now I'm working in the thing of these are my mother's friends.
And yeah, I'm a mama.
Like,
yeah, that never.
And they're gonna help me out.
Of course.
You know what I mean? So now, 3 months down the line, January comes. I'll never forget this day. The ladies call me.
What year is this?
2018, somewhere there. Mm. Podcast had just started.
Oh yeah,
it was still small.
It started in 2018. Yeah.
Yes. So these ladies call me to Melrose Arch. So remember, bear in mind that they have the whole blueprint of the business.
Essentially, yeah.
Right? Because I've shared everything.
Everything.
It contracts everything.
Damn.
They sit down with me. They're like, we feel like we are going to take over this company. We don't need you anymore. We have trademarked Grandeur Gin. And you can continue selling Grandeur, but just know that you will be paying us. Or you can move aside.
Fuck off.
You can fuck off. So I'm sitting there. I'm like, fucking hell.
Dribbled.
What the hell is going on here?
Dribbled.
So they're like, they own the trademark. They're going to continue. And basically, it's now theirs. In a nutshell. I'm like, guys, you know the reason why I started this is for my son.
Legacy project.
Boom, 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 boom. Why would you do that? They're like, no, it's business and whatever. So after that meeting, I was like, okay. Oh, yeah. The reason why we had that meeting is because they had 30% share of the company. I gave them 30% and I had 70%. So now they wanted it to be 30-30-30-30.
Ah, which gives them 60.
Yeah.
Not it's 33.5, but they wanted equal shares in the company now.
Recurring.
But I was like, but then that means you guys will have 70%.
Controlling shares.
Yes, exactly. And then I'll have 30. I'm like, that makes no sense. They're like, yeah, but we own the trademark, so you can still...
Fuck!
Do you understand? Do you understand what I'm saying?
You're the goose that laid the golden egg. You got the whole thing, and then they just took it and trademarked it.
Yeah, so they're like, because we own the trademark, it's either you take this deal of us going 30-33, 33-33, we are all equal shares,
bro.
Or you can have 100% of the shares, but whatever sales you make will come to us because they own the trademark, right? Yeah. I call my mom like, Emma! What the fuck, man? Who are these people?
They're ambitious.
Why didn't you, when you went to the gym, exercise caution? Exercise.
You know, so after a while, I decided, you know what? I'd rather earn 33% of something rather than nothing.
Jesus.
So I agreed.
You fold.
I folded. I agreed. I'm like, all right, cool. Let's do it. But after that, I was disinterested. Like, I didn't care. And now the 1,000 bottles are about to come.
Damn, the 1,000 bottles are not here yet.
Yeah, because it takes about 3 months. Yeah, it takes about 3 months for them to do the whole product.
Okay.
So the bottle's about to come, and this is all happening, right? Mm. So I was like, you know what? Let me rather have 33% of something rather than nothing. So now we go to the lawyers, their lawyer. We're signing up the agreement for the 33%. No.
Jesus, bro.
So I'm sitting there. I don't care.
Damn,
like,
bro,
now we're having meetings. We're going to do this. Ah, don't even say anything. I'm just like, yes, Baba. Yes, Mama.
So you've accepted the dribbling?
Yes, I've accepted.
Now, you're still broken up with your woman?
Yeah, we're still broken up with my woman. So now, we're at the lawyer. So when we're at the lawyer, one of the ladies goes, we haven't trademarked this gin. Should we trademark Grandeur Gin or Grandeur Premium Gin? Oh. Then I was like, hey, Hey! After that meeting, they wanted me to sign the contract. I was like, I need to think about it. Call my mother. I'm like, Emma! they haven't trademarked this thing. So same day, I called a trademark company and they did research to see if it had been trademarked, and it hadn't. Beautiful. And then it cost me about 15K, 20K to trademark Grandeur Premium Gin. I asked my mom to give me money. She gave me money. And then we trademarked it.
So the 200K loan is finished now?
Yeah, it's finished. Dollar. So now my mom gives me 15K. We trademark it.
Beautiful.
The trademark takes about 6 weeks or whatever. Get the letter. Grandeur Gin is now trademarked to me.
Trademark, Kumpana. Trademark.
So I call a meeting at Melrose Arch, same restaurant.
When they try to dribble you.
I'm like, ladies, I think, thank you very much for the role you have played. It's been nice working with you, but fuck you bitches. I own the trademark.
You should have seen their faces.
Shit.
They fucking lost their minds. And they were like, because the company, we registered Grandeur Inc., they still own Grandeur. I'm like, no, that's the company, not the trademark.
Yeah.
I own the trademark.
You can produce something called Grandeur Premium Gin.
Yes. Only I can.
Yeah, only it's your trademark.
Yeah. And then they were like, they were going to fight it with the lawyer, boom, 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 sharp. And then now me and my woman get back together. You know.
Now you're pillow stronger. Talk.
Yes, yes.
I beg, I'm like, baby, you gotta come back.
Yeah. And give her the pillow.
You know? And then we went away on vacation and she came on board and she was like, this bottle is trash.
The black bottle.
She's like, we gotta make it white. And then that's how we came up with this bottle. So it was her idea to come up with the white bottle.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
And then,
hey man, can I see a picture of the old bottle? Put it here.
It was a black Metz bottle.
Are you gonna put it here?
Yeah, if you go on Instagram, there's a Grandeur page, another one with the two ladies that I'm talking about.
Jesus Christ!
And that picture they took, I was meant to be at an activation that morning for Grandeur, but I was too drunk, so I told them, "Hey, I'm skipping this one." And then they went to the activation with the black bottle. So if you go on Instagram right now, you'll see there's another Grandeur page with the two ladies that I'm talking about.
Mm.
Right? So where am I now? So now, I'm
How
with the
old
woman.
Are these people?
You're back
old,
with your
bro.
Woman.
They're like 38, 45. They're old,
38? That's not old. Okay, 45
old.
Is old.
You said 38. No, that's not old.
Yeah, somewhere there. Where am I now?
You're back with your woman and she now...
she tells you the
vacation.
Black bottle is trash vacation.
Yes. Yeah, vacation. Then we start this now. And then what happened is because... the storage, the warehouse, the contract was under Grandeur Inc. I told them, guys, I'm no longer working with these ladies. Can I please have my bottles? They told them, no, it's signed under Grandeur Inc. So the other ladies have to sign as well.
So these are all, these 1,000 bottles are black.
Yeah, the black ones.
Okay.
So they're like, the other ladies have to sign to release the bottles.
Yes, their signatories.
Bro, do you know they sold all those bottles during lockdown?
Oh, illegally.
Yeah.
Ah, criminals.
There's niggas that have black bottles that bought them during
Yeah, and they thought it was just some unknown gin.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all buying unknown gin.
Yes. So they knocked my 1,000 bottles. I never made any money from them.
How much did you spend on that?
200K.
That was 200K.
Down the drain.
Yeah. And they sold those bottles. But I was like, no, it's fine. Let's keep moving, right? We keep moving. We've got Grandeur now. And I got a massive announcement to make. After 2 years of hustling and bustling, is that the word?
Yeah.
Grandeur Gin is now officially at all macro stores nationwide.
Woo! Young rich nigga right here.
Now you can carry your iPhone.
Oh, that's beautiful, bro.
Bro, crazy.
You.
Crazy, right?
That is you.
All because of the trademark. So when I heard the Bonang thing, I was like, yo, I feel her pain, bro.
That is huge. You don't have an idea how huge that is.
Yeah.
That's an accomplishment.
That is huge, bro.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Now radios can call you and ask you about that.
That is huge. All macros. That's all that matters. Macro,
hey, with Great Jeff, I've been through a lot of shit. We met some investors. Even Likao, so he introduced me to some investors.
Yes.
The guys he was working with, Drip, when we first started.
Mm. Yeah.
He introduced me to some investors. There's this other investor. He kills me, bro. So this guy, we told him we need 2 million for Grandeur. He's like, ah, cool. I'll give you 2 million. So I go to his office. We start talking about what we're going to do with the 2 million, you know, advertise, marketing, boom, 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 get it out there. It's like, yeah, I'll give you 2 million. Next meeting. It's like, you know what? I was thinking, man. You know what? I'm willing to forfeit my shares. I think we should get Black Coffee. He's in Ibiza. Spain, they love gin. He must be the face of this thing.
Black Coffee, face of gin.
Yeah. So it's like that 2 million. Let's ask Black Coffee to give us the 2 million.
You want him to be the face and also sponsor? Yeah.
I'm like, dog, I got Black Coffee's number, bro. Why am I chilling with you if you're not going to give me 2 million?
Yeah,
I can just call Black Coffee.
Simple.
And say, you know what I mean?
Yo, and
hey, man.
And Black Coffee invests. Like, he invested in Yoko and all these. Like, he invests in businesses.
Yeah. Bro, I've been through so much shit with Grandeur, bro.
Also.
I've been through so much shit, man. It's crazy.
Business, bro.
Yeah.
It's
going to be nationwide.
Yeah, it's going to be nationwide.
This is beautiful, man. So what happened to the case of them suing you?
They never follow through because they have no case.
I just can't believe how someone can invite you into their home and then you want to take over the
home. Well, they sold that 1,000 cases.
And they were there when my house got sold. They were there when I told them I'm getting fired. This is all I have. And I'm like, yo, dude, I'm doing this for my kids. Like, I told them I'm doing this for my kid at the time. And I'm like, yo, I'm doing this for my son. They didn't give a fuck, bro. They were ruthless, bro.
And I don't get that. And someone out there is saying, yeah, that's business is ruthless.
Yeah.
Does business have to be ruthless, guys? Do we have to forget that we're human when we do business? Like, does it really have to be ruthless for everyone to eat?
No, it doesn't.
Do I really have to put my foot on your neck and say, fuck you, I'm jacking your idea, for it to work? Does it really? You invited them.
Dude.
Today, they could be eating off of this white bottle. You've just announced the big milestone.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm.
They could be part and parcel of that. Mm. And all they had to do to earn it was just be at the gym on a Tuesday morning when your mom was there.
Yeah.
Literally.
And just be satisfied with the 30% they had.
Literally. All they had to do was at the gym. And your mom was like, hey, you want to be part of this business? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Little did they know. You're working on a podcast, going to blow up, and this thing is going to blow up also.
Mm.
Celebrities are going to come, you know, spill some ish, all thanks to this truth serum, and it blows up. Mm. And they're just there, getting a free ride. Mm. Literally, they could be still making money. It's so crazy, like greed. I don't get it. Do we really need to be greedy to make it in business?
I think they had been trying businesses for years that never landed, and then they just saw like a golden egg and like, fuck this kid, we're gonna rock him.
Yeah, and they thought probably just
like
a kid.
I said, I admitted I'm not a business guy, so I don't know.
You were a creative then, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, but guys, the lesson from this is whatever you start, please trademark it. Trademark it.
Oh,
that's it.
I've got a story. Got a story, and it's so weird I'm wearing this.
Dunkle.
So, you know, I love these Dunkle tees, right? There's a shop online, and I always buy them, right? So, when I wore the white one, people on my Facebook, because I posted on Instagram, it shows up on Facebook, and they comment, and they tag this dude, you know? And I go to this dude, it's not the nigga I'm buying this ish from, right? No. So I order, this is another one, it's a new one, I've got like 5 of these. And the person is like, yo, I do have a last batch. It's probably the last batch I'm making. Why? They've been printing these things. That nigga they tag on Facebook trademarked it. And when he saw him getting tagged, he's like, who's making these Dunkle t-shirts? Went to the person making these t-shirts and said, fuck you, I've got the trademark. Stop making these things. And now they stopped making these things because they were making Dunkle t-shirts but didn't trademark it. And it's sad because it's not like grandeur, premium gin. It's not a term. I mean, grandeur is a term, like grandeur, you know? Mm. But you made it into a gin. Mm. But Danko was just a culture term that we all used. Mm. Danko,
like
Danko,
Ziakala.
Ziakala, you know?
Which one is this one?
Yeah, which one is this one? Is but that's very specific, though,
to
you know
who?
What I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It was just a term. You know, like Danko. It's like Eita.
It's like
Eita.
Lekker. You know,
oh, oh sure. Yeah. Shapzinto. Okay, I'm exposing my age now. Shapzinto.
Even so, Ghost Lady, lekker.
Lekker. Hey, you're exposing your age here, eh? So, that nigga just trademarked it. He probably has items that are not known or whatever. So this person now, literally, it's like the last batch they've done. Because that guy trademarked it, and that's the importance of trademarking your shit.
Trademark your shit.
Trademark
your
shit.
And there's a lot of people that don't trademark. Mm.
They don't trademark.
I mean, I trademarked the podcast in Chill 2 weeks ago. I forgot.
Oh, shit. You didn't trademark. How much? It's 15K.
Yeah, 15, 20K.
You just trademarked podcast and chill.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. Yeah, before you speak about the grand show, you had to trademark the other.
Yo, bro, I need a lot of 15Ks. I got a trademark of Sabiini. I got a trademark. Yo, so many things, bro.
Don't even
bro.
Say it. So people would be trademarking our Sabiini.
Like that guy.
Oh, cool. They can trademark and try sell it, right? Without
That guy, Ziakala Manje, had he trademarked it, he would have made millions.
What's his name?
From Big Brother.
Ungizwe.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because he was fighting with Big Brother for using
Ziakala. But he didn't trademark it.
He didn't trademark it.
Trademarking is important, guys.
Yo.
It's the difference between poverty and wealth.
Mm. Literally.
Mm.
Mm.
Trademark your shit. Guys, trademark. Mm. Yo, that's crazy. Mm. Yo, trademark, man.
Hey. So I wonder if Biliato is trademarked.
You want to trademark it?
No, I'm sure.
don't do that.
No, I'm sure it's
don't do that.
You already
don't
took all that. His bottles, man.
Stop.
Anyway, speaking about grandeur, we're going to be at Woodmead Macro this coming Saturday.
Oh, Macro Woodmead. I used to work close to there at a call center. Beautiful memories. Let's go.
Yeah. So we're going to be out at Woodmead this coming Saturday, the 11th of June,
nice.
For Gin Day. We're going to be signing grandeur bottles. Myself, Saul Penduka, is going to be there.
Oh, beautiful.
Let me let you know where grandeur is at now. It is also at the Marriott Hotel in Merrill's Arch.
Zola. Merrill's Arch. Poetic, right?
Ooh.
Zola All Liquors in Soweto. Here are the tops is where it's all it's at as well. Glen Acres, Vona Valley, mm-hmm. Ebony Park, Clayville, Polo Fields, Cars World, Denlin, Barclay, Mall 55, Roslyn, Tabani Mall in Venda, as well as my hometown, Padzima, Fresh Car Wash.
Bro, quick question, man. What's the challenge of just getting your in all the tops?
So with the tops, I have to go to every individual. Tops literally, individually, individual. And ask the manager to please list it.
When I walk into a tops, all those bottles there, all these companies walked into every tops.
No. There's a distribution. So there's companies that do distribution, but it's all white owned. So as a black person, to get your product into those distribution centers is very hard. Mm. Like the guy who helped me with the Macro, né? I approached him when grandeur was still nothing. And he said, no, we're not taking any more gins. We're done. So we can't help you. And then he saw the podcast and how big it is. Like, hey, Mac, how are you, Mr. Mukwebo?
Mr. Mukwebo. Bob Quebo, yeah. Boom.
I'm like, oh, yeah, what up, Ryan?
Fucking Ryan.
And then, so he made it happen, as well as the distillery that does, what's this product we push?
Genologist,
yes. So they're the guys that helped me. So if it wasn't for Genologist, I wouldn't be at Macro.
Wow, man. Shout out to Genologist. Wow.
Yeah.
It's the same guy, Nick, right? Is it the same guy that we spoke
to?
Yeah. Nick works there. Nah, your shit should be in every tops, bro.
Yeah.
Like every top.
All right, cool. Also, Pumla's here, our events lady.
All right.
And Jason and his toes.
Jason and your toes. Jongweni. Hey,
Pumla, please come grab the mic.
Whoa,
what's happening?
Who's that?
We've got an event.
Oh, damn.
Jason, will you tell us the event? Are they planning an event? We've got an event. 26th of June, I think.
We've got an event.
We've got an event. Can you
26th of June?
Just now.
Are we going to Durban in July, bro?
Yo, bro.
We're going to Durban in July. Ah, it's in Jamaica.
Yo, Durban. July, we'll be in Durban. Book us there in Durban. There, we're in Durban. Book us. We, and chillers come through. We're going to be doing a thing in Durban. We're going to fucking shut down Durban July.
Here's wait. Pumla on the platform that hates women.
Yes, Pumla. No, don't stand behind the scenes.
Tell them how much you're hated.
Oh, Pumla, yes.
What's up?
Tell us what about the event.
Oh, okay. So the 26th of June is our all-black party. The whole podcast, the network is going to be there. Literally, Tebogo's podcast as well. The podcast and Ride, right?
Yeah.
So there's going to be a party
ladies
there.
Ladies podcast as well.
The ladies podcast, yes. Of course. So yes, on the 26th of June at Rooftop Barbecue, Maboneng.
Nice.
So also, we're going to be launching the app.
The Chillers Market app
as well. Nice. So we're going to be inviting chillers that already are on the platform to showcase their products.
So it's called the Chillers All Black because we're celebrating black excellence.
Black excellence.
And we document black history anyway.
We should have Likao, actually.
We have to.
For a real interview.
Yeah, Likao. So we're going to do a podcast from there as well.
Yeah, all the shows are doing a podcast from there.
Ooh, that's damn, gee, what a long day.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow. Invoice of 300,000 for the day.
Who's on the lineup? Do you have anyone on the lineup yet?
We'll let you know. So follow at Podcast and Chill Events on Instagram and Twitter. And then
but who do you want on the lineup? Obviously, me and Solar play.
We definitely.
We want our friends of the podcast. We want Dineo. We want.
Dineo will come. Lady Dineo's Du. Family. We got to get Lady Du.
Lady yeah. Du's family.
Sir Trill is family now.
Sir Trill, my boy.
Sir
Trill is coming. Marumba Peach is going to come there, my boys. If they're not booked, they're going to come through. Let's get them. Who else? I fuck with Musa Keys. Can you please get Musa Keys? Okay. I love Musa Keys, yeah?
Lebs are the villain.
His family. Lebs are the villain. If we get Lebs are the villain, we can get Sinom Solo.
Yes.
Yeah, Jolan.
Yeah, Jolan.
Sinom Solo.
Who else do you want, Pumla?
Tanzania, Sinom Solo.
We want Blackie.
Black Key.
We want hip hop, so we want everyone that you mentioned, guys, is Amapiano, and he is family.
We want
to curate a dope show, so hip hop, Amapiano.
Okay, let's do this. Comment below and let us know who you want.
Yeah.
Robert Boy can MC, man. He's family.
Yeah.
Love Robert Boy. He's got a song. They have a hit with Aya Sangena. We're inside.
Yeah.
Yeah. Robert Boy can be the you don't sound excited. You don't seem excited about that.
What's up? No, I'm also like, wow.
Robert Boy's family.
You just got depressed.
Like, did you see that?
I saw that.
Yeah. What's up, dog?
Yeah.
Robert Boy is amazing, man.
I love Robert Boy.
We need
man.
Robert Boy in this country because people box us. When they see me DJing, they're like, I saw you DJ now. You know what I mean? And Robert Boy is one of those guys who does everything and he's really good at a lot of things, you know? So shout out to him.
I love Robert Boy. Why are you trying to create beef, man?
No, but you were like,
yeah. I saw that too. So
you saw that, I saw right? That. And the camera doesn't lie. They will see it in the camera as well.
26 like, June.
Yeah. Rooftop Barbecue Maboneng.
So please confirm those people. Blackie's family, though. We gave him his first big interview.
I sent him a beat, dog. I sent him a beat. He hasn't responded.
Play the beat. Maybe it was whack.
Oh, that's
hurt. Maybe it was whack. No,
so
but
you heard.
He sent him drums. He sent him drums. Maybe it was whack. Do you know it's difficult to say, tell someone, oh, this is garbage. It's difficult. And he's got respect for us. Like, when I was doing the hip-hop, hosting the SA Hip-Hop Awards,
yeah.
I met him. They're performing, you know. He's got love for us, bro. In his family.
We'll see.
Black is family.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, shout out to Tebogo Thobejane in the building.
Come
hey, look at you, Tebogo.
Come here.
Why are you doing this to us?
Hey.
What's up, Debza?
What is that? What are you wearing? Jeez. Come here.
It's a jumpsuit. Don't you know?
Jeez. My goodness.
The way you guys hate women, you don't even know what we wear.
It's a jumpsuit.
Yar, why do you understand if it's a jumpsuit?
No, I can't say it. I can't say it. Like, it's going to be like, ooh. Sorry.
Hi, boys. Yeah. I've missed you.
Is this real or fake?
Yeah, what's up, girl?
What
do you mean, though? This is Tebogo Thobejane.
Yo.
She was in Atlanta the other day.
You know.
This is Balenciaga.
It's Balenciaga.
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 Balenciaga. Balenciaga. Balenciaga was the one they make in China.
Grinjo.
Do you know? Last time we sat with you, I got in trouble.
I know.
Oh yeah.
But I mean,
because people were DMing my woman, thinking I want to fuck them. I'm like, I don't fuck talent.
You don't fuck talent. Mm. You know, you don't. No, I'm joking. You know, him and his woman, we're very good. Please, I think me and Makaiva, like, we fight like brother and sister lately, you know?
Bro, that shit, is that true? That you fucked the president?
I mean, no.
You won't say.
Okay, a woman on my arm, at my age, mamel, Luna Landi is a bit to work at the president. What do you want to bola?
He's not a serial killer.
It's not serial, guys. I've never been with serial. I don't know the man, you know. But I think a woman at my age and at my level tends to really give it to those kind of guys.
No, but it was believable.
So it's, you've been with a president
because you're always in Ghana.
but guys, this is now what I came here to move this thing, and can I have a shot?
Yeah.
So the problem is, why are you guys so interested in our vaginas or what we do with our vaginas? Yeah. We're not special. We're no rataruri, but we're sangal kukuzabona. What's the problem? We're no janale mang. Musaidu ahu weke.
Fair.
We're not so.
I charm my woman.
Only
fella.
Only, yeah. Like, she,
I get it. Like, you guys are worried about our wholeness.
No, the thing is, it's because
look at my guy.
We're not worried, right? It's because we see what the wholeness. You know what I mean?
Why?
Y'all because Luna, what it does for y'all.
So wholeness, Baluna. If we had to put your dicks on a platter the way you guys put our pussies on a platter, wouldn't be nice, guys.
Look,
take it easy.
No, but look, if I display what my dick has
caught
me.
Why? I mean, you normally have a lot
from?
To say.
Where's this coming from?
I mean, you know, there's stuff like, you know, it girls don't get married, and some people should just put out their wholeness and say, hey, I'm a hoe, come and buy. You know, I feel like you're a bit hard on us.
But guys do buy.
And you guys are the buyers. So why are your dicks not on the plate? You are buying. You are supporting the industry, and then you are shunning us, women. Dubai. Not to say,
But why must it be taboo? Why must it be?
Why do we? Is your dick on the platter the way you guys put our pussies on the platter?
I've mentioned all the girls are fucked.
Have you?
They haven't mentioned. They haven't said anything.
Have you? Okay. You're lying,
man.
Because you guys are shit scared that your woman will kick your ass. So now you guys are like, no, those ones doesn't matter. No, leave us alone.
My
you know what? It. You know.
If you
give a wrong perception, because generally I think, I mean, I speak to you about kind of whatever I want to speak to you about. Sure. You're not a judgmental guy, but you come across as judgmental on the podcast. Mm. Like, you might as well just say, you guys are hoes. Every girl. I also want to get married, so you don't think I can cook, I can clean just because I've got a big bum and I can't take care of a man because I'm an it girl? I choose to be popular? No. It just happened.
But I'm saying, own your shit. If you slept with the president of Ghana, own that shit.
I don't sleep high ball.
No, I'm saying, own it. If I slept with the president of Ghana, I'd own that shit. We own our shit.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Have
yeah,
you owned your shit since you've been in a relationship?
Yes.
So you've never cheated?
No.
I've never. When I'm like, oh, you're like, you become...
All right, bro, do you have proof? Say it.
Do you have proof?
No.
Did you see them fucking me in the room? No.
What I'm saying...
Insinuation is a problem.
But...
You see, you want me to admit to my sepa, asking niti because you clear kadi bari bari.
So if I was a girl, I'm a guy, ne?
Who would you sleep with? Would you sleep with the president or would you sleep with just a normal guy?
It doesn't matter, but what I'm saying...
The president,
yes,
right?
Of course.
But why? Because it's power.
Yes.
But what I'm saying is, if I was a girl, mm-hmm,
you'd advertise your wholeness on the streets.
I would be a Zoto Abantu. I would own my shit.
But not everybody wants to buy Zoto Abantu. Maybe some other people like to. It's
That's a different story. We're talking about
when
you are saying, I come across as
judgmental.
Vilifying. Judgmental.
Yes.
And that's
vilifying.
Exactly. And that's not the case. What I'm saying is that own your narrative so nobody can tell your story.
What I'm saying for me is that this kind of narrative makes woman on woman hate. It makes us now always kind of bring down people based on something that's so natural.
Let everybody do what they want with their vaginas, guys.
Yo, man, there's so many people. Please take a shot. Fucking
holy
hell.
Fuck!
Yes, sis.
That is my camera crew, guys. That's, you know, Mesh, show them the cameras
show,
you guys
show
have.
How many people are in here? What the fuck is going on, bro?
That's how Temuco rolls, you
know. There's a guy with a camera here. He's wearing boots. What's up, fam?
Yes.
Damn, there's a lot of people.
So for me, it's I'm grown. I'm a grown ass woman, and I know I say this a lot, and people are like, "Oh yeah, I'm a grown ass woman. I'm a 15-year-old mom. My son knows none of that shit was happening because he's in the house every single day.
I've seen your son, well behaved kid,
very well behaved kid. I've basically taken from this that a lot of people believe
you're raising a son. Okay, yes. Let's say you had a daughter. Would you want her to look up to Zora or Bantu or you?
Me.
Why?
Because it's a difficult question. I actually think that she can look up to, I was wrong to say that, she can look up to whoever she feels comfortable looking up to. There's a lot of girls that look up to me. I don't know why, but they look up to me. Mm. I think some girls could be, a little girl could be into a lesbian and she look up to a lady who's a lesbian who's out there like that. Mm. It's up to a child.
But a lesbian owns that I'm a lesbian.
But how do you own your home? You go in the market, you put it at City Press or what?
Zodwa has done it well. Look at Zodwa.
She says what?
Yeah, sell dice pussy.
Yeah, but that was then.
Put dice in the pussy.
Dice in pussy.
And no one can judge it. Bro, no one can do anything to Zodwa, bro.
You know what? I'm here on the podcast, and I'm speaking City Girls, bad bitch. We're going to do this. We're going to make it, whether or not, you know, I'm only fansing. I am doing my body, and then there you guys are.
But that's the thing. You owning that.
I'm owning what? My wholeness.
No, you're owning that I'm a city girl.
City girlness.
Yes.
I'm a bad bitch. That's what I am.
Yeah. You're owning.
But I'm not. I'm a bad bitch.
That's what we're talking about.
Look at what's that rapper in America? The girl with the
prostitute. For example.
Nick, not Nicki Minaj.
The Stallion.
No, not Megan.
Hey,
the Stallion.
Hey.
Another one, man.
Oh, Cardi B.
Cardi B.
Yes.
She owned the shit.
Exactly.
But she sued somebody. Oh, no, ma, me, lang. I'm a bad bitch. I know what other bad bitches do. She sued somebody for calling her a hoe. And she won the case.
She never said she's a hoe. She said, I'm a prostitute. There's a difference. Yeah. But she
was
owned
it. Was that time?
She was a stripper. She was a stripper.
She was a stripper.
No, sorry.
She got angry for them saying, urekisa kuku.
Oh,
and she sued.
Which she didn't. Well,
she didn't.
Yeah. Mm.
But
she didn't.
Potato, maybe potato.
So why is it that Cardi B can say I'm a stripper, but no one in SA here?
In SA they don't.
No one in the It Girls will say I'm a hoe. But we all know they are.
Because they're waiting for brands. They may be waiting for brands. If you say you're hoe, Johnson & Johnson will drop you.
So is that not fucked up? Now you're selling a lie. Is that not fucked up?
Yeah,
I don't know.
White man in the studio. Hey, fam.
There's a white man.
Old white man. What's up, Joshua Dawes? Hey, Joshua Dawes.
You got an uncle in the family business.
Joshua Dawes. Shows our age, guys.
Joshua Dawes. Who are these people you brought here?
This is my camera crew. I'm shooting something crazy.
So what's cooking?
It's cooking. Just the real Tobijani. That's what's cooking.
Real Tobijani.
Yeah, you know, bitches just be talking all kinds of shit online for nothing. If I'm going to talk, I better get paid for it, huh?
Yeah.
So that's owning your shit, right?
Yeah.
If you're getting paid for it, right?
Yeah, get paid for it.
So little mpatala, hobona ke una my shit. I think that's it. And I know a lot of chillers have been hard on me.
Yeah.
Guys, I like the podcasting. I just started. Yeah, hey, man. Demo, she can't interview. Listen here. I'm getting better at this. And
beautiful.
I've got expensive content. I don't just come to the studio and record. People get surgeries. People get stuff done. It costs money to put the kind of content I'm putting on.
Yeah.
I would love to do it twice a month, but we want to have good quality, right, for the podcast. I don't want to just do anything. It's about education. So, kopale beng patient. We have already shot three episodes. We've got the Michael Blackson episode. We've got Dore Mongi and we've got Dinero
Mulisani. Oh, you're doing Dore Mongi?
Yes.
What?
Yes. Yes.
Did anything happen between you and Michael Blackson?
No. Michael is my nigga just like you are. Did anything happen between us?
I wish.
I've never seen him grab. But there's a skit you guys have there and he's grabbed you like your ass. You know when the
Yeah, but that's acting.
That's acting.
Oh, it's acting.
He's my nigga. He was putting me on. Well, Hollywood saw me because of him. I mean, if you had to see, you worried about presence.
Isn't it crazy that you're big in America and not here? It's the wildest thing. You know she's big in America, bro.
I'm big. Mambazo.
I'm big. I mean, I don't want to say it. I'm big here, but like, now I'm big here because of the podcast. Big. Like, people actually stop me for pictures. Like, hey,
for real?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, verify it right now. You're not.
So.
Yes.
Just send an email, dog. Get verified quick. Send an email and link to your website. It's simple.
So, when they say we are women bashers, we hate women, whatever, why don't you come in my defense? Why don't you come in my defense?
I came here to just maybe, hopefully, you would redeem your ass. Because he's not a hater, but he pretends to be one, which I don't know why. You're a good guy. Maybe you want the girls to own their wholeness so they can get more clients or what?
I'm against lies, man. Just tell the truth. Just tell the truth. It's that simple, bro. It's just like, I can't fathom, dog. Yeah. Like, okay, it's not even a gender thing.
So, for example, let's say somebody's dating a married man. They must come out and tell the truth.
You see, this is what I told them. Like, people can't just say,
should I own this and go and say, oh, I am fucking your husband. I'm owning it. Oh, well, there goes your benefits.
It's like,
because I want to prove it to MacGyver.
I know.
It's like all the drug dealers who have their kids.
Some women are auditioning to be second wives and they have to behave, so they can't just own it.
Yeah.
It's like drug dealers.
So you just want them to own what? To stand on the side of the road. What do you want them to own?
So do we as a society have to let it slide? That's what you're saying?
No, I'm saying to you, if I'm dating a married man, do I have to own it and tell the whole world, and I'm a star? Maybe this guy is promising me to be a second wife. We're allowed to have that, right, in this country?
Yeah, yes. Polygamy is
legal. Polygamy is very legal. It's Muslims, it's legal. So there's less men here, guys, in this world. Yeah. And unfortunately, some married women, guys, we are all sharing husbands with you. So we must own it and say, no, let me silently wait until I enter the real wife. Then I can.
Or even if you don't.
Even if I don't.
You can also.
And if I own it, no more treats, no more nice cars, no more nothing. You can't own everything. Yeah. It's not anybody's business. What you do with your vagina is your vagina.
And if you own, like, no more clients.
So
I never get owner cuckoo because of MacGyver, because you just want the truth. Sorry, buddy.
So I am Mpo.
You're Mpo?
I'm Mpo.
Mpo, guy or girl?
Girl.
Okay.
I've got 200,000 subscribers on my YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pushing makeup. I'm saying, hi, guys. This is what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my makeup line.
Ah, mm-hmm. Mpo.
Wow.
The gift.
Hey. That keeps on giving.
Hey, me, I'm just chilling here.
Right, right.
Guys, Umpo Afana.
So okay. I'm in my image to the public is that I'm a YouTuber. This is what I do. Right? But behind the scenes, how I make my money is sleeping with rich men.
And Mika, you're telling people that you're a makeup artist. Okay, on a daily, you're telling people.
I'm not gonna laugh at that. That's some bullshit. Because do you have one career? How many businesses do you have?
Hey, you know, it's great. So my issue is that shouldn't Mpo, because there's a lot of girls that are looking up to Mpo that now want to become makeup artists.
Who are starting YouTube channels.
That now starting YouTube channels hoping to be like her, right? So now, back at the ranch, she's sleeping with old men. Shouldn't she come out and say, guys, me, I sleep with old men. So whichever woman follow her will know the truth. So they will follow, not blindfolded.
But I just like doing makeup. I didn't do this to have women wanting to do what I do. I was showing them makeup. I didn't say I'm showing them what I'm doing with my vagina. That's what I'm selling on YouTube. What I do behind closed doors, it's got nothing to do with anybody.
Oh,
and it's tricky, okay. Bro. Okay. You've owned a club.
I think so. What do you think, Ghost Lady? I think it's fair. If I was selling porn on YouTube and I'm not fucking, that's selling a lie. But if I'm selling makeup, I didn't say I'm selling hoeing.
Zemina order.
Follow my makeup. Don't follow my... And if I have extra nice handbags because I'm pretty also...
Oh,
it's got nothing to do...
I get what you mean.
Like, I'm not out here putting on nice clothes so that I'm showing the girls how to be styled and to look like a bad bitch. If what you get by being a bad bitch, that's on you. Mm-hmm. It's not my example to tell you after being a bad bitch, you're going to go sell your ass. No. Kiriksa diaparo. Azanka kiriksa nyana. Yaka back door. Kwatalin la deli doing that. It's actually nobody's business. Because what happens in the bedroom when two people are together, it's their business alone. And stop shaming women based on what they do in the bedroom, which we are doing it together. Luena, as a munna. We need to become more progressive. And I'm not raising my son to be telling women that, oh, did you see who got fucked? They're going to say eventually that, oh, did you see who fucked your mom?
Oh, I get what you're saying, because Black Coffee is portraying as a DJ, but we don't know what he does in the bedroom.
We don't.
Black you're Coffee. Right.
Maybe Black Coffee learn our rekisa. Why is it men that don't...
Oh, wow.
Yeah. How did Black Coffee get to the top?
That's, wild.
That's a fair question. Yes, it's a fair question.
But we've seen this.
How did Black Coffee?
And we know
how come everybody else has a lot as a good DJs, but they don't have Grammys? How did Black Coffee do it? But if a girl does it, she should have fucked somebody for it.
No, because the work is there with, like, we see.
The work is there.
He's one of the best guys to be on the deck.
Doing makeup on YouTube. That's her work.
Yes.
Mpo is doing makeup.
We don't see her with clients.
She's on Forbes. Mpo, for makeup.
On Fab.
Forbes. She didn't say, I'm fucking. She said, I'm doing makeup. Follow my makeup. Don't follow any other thing. If I want to advertise what other thing I'm doing, follow that. But now,
I get you.
Follow my makeup.
I get that.
Forget about what happened.
Do you get it?
I don't get it.
Look.
I don't get it.
Let me break it down for you. Wait. Aya is selling music.
Yes.
Do we know what he does in the bedroom?
No.
We don't know. He's like,
and nobody
and he also says
and we don't question
pretty,
Aya.
Because Aya is not a pretty girl.
He might like anal fisting. We don't know.
He could be gay for all we know.
Yeah.
I think Aya is
true.
We don't know.
True. He could be like sleeping with niggas for money, which
and
is fine.
Maybe he got his job.
If that's your thing.
Yeah, oh, sleeping with you.
Because that happens as well.
But dog,
you have niggas.
But
yes.
Mac, bro, the world is made up of lies. Like, you used to own a club, and some clubs are owned by mafias who just clean money.
Yes.
You
know?
So you want them
it's an unorthodox way of doing things. They just clean money. You know what I mean? Not everyone does it, but you know what I mean?
The fuck? Yeah. You own up to what? When you get busted, cheated, you are going to deny.
People lie, dog. It's
so
lies.
So why does everybody else own up, Jesus?
Nah, you're right.
But I told you this before, that should a woman write that I'm a prostitute when they drive their convertible
remove
car.
Remove all those episodes about me. Hey. Yeah,
no. Say sorry, Mini.
Bro, the world is made up of lies, bro.
Apologize.
So, ladies, you know, I'm trying to teach my brother here. It's not that serious. Sexually, everybody, right now, how many people are fucking? Get over it.
Meh.
Just because you buy a girl, as I said the last time from the first podcast, when you buy a girl a burger, you're as bad as paying. If I'm getting 2 million rand, 10 million rand, same skipper, it's just that it's a different kind of industry or standards. When I got bigger, I got 40 million. Okay, Nakai. Go, fella. Kwa jana. Fella, mo.
Kichila.
No, patete, patete. Ivo patete. Ivo kala mister private chat. Kala misi. Kala mister van. Okay, Nakai. Chokala inyana tauna.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Podcast and Chill. We are here, man.
Bogoto is fuming there.
I came here to stand for us.
I love it.